بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب بيان شيء من أنواع السحر. The chapter with regards to the clarification of some of the types of السحر. Some of the types of السحر. We've seen in our previous class, we're reading from the chapter of the author, he had mentioned the issues with regards to magic and clarified the ruling of magic and the dangers of magic, and likewise the ruling of the one who learns or performs or teaches magic and the likes like this. And we have seen the affairs with regards to that, and also the legal punishment for the one who performs magic and sorcery and the sihr, and these affairs have proceeded. Likewise, we have seen that fundamental meaning of the word sihr, and that is ma khafiya wa daqqa sababuhu, something that occurs or it happens in a manner that is unknown or it is unclear to many people, and the likes like this. So the word sihr, it has the meaning of al khafa, and being hidden or being unclear the reason why it occurred and the likes like this. So linguistically, it carries this meaning of something that occurs mysteriously or in an unknown manner. But also we have seen in the previous class that sihr, it has a reality, and that it affects the bodies, and that it affects the bodies and also the minds or the hearts by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore the author here, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he is now clarifying some of the different types of sihr. And this is to bring clarification and details to this issue. And this is the way of the people of knowledge, that they warn from evil and they clarify its dangers and also the different types of that in detail. And so the author, he mentioned بَابُ بَيَانِ شَيْءٍ مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ السِّحْرِ, the chapter with regards to the clarification of some of the types of السِّحْر. And we see here that السِّحْر is not all one type, and likewise it is not all one ruling. And if we look into the evidences of the Qur'an and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will see that this word as-sihr has been used to refer to many different things. That this word as-sihr has been used to refer to many different things. So therefore the author, he is clarifying some of these affairs now, and mentioning some of these issues that this word as-sihr has been used for in the evidences, and clarifying the dangers of these affairs and the falsehood of these affairs likewise. So he mentioned rahimahullahu ta'ala, qala ahmadu hadathana muhammad ibn ja'far, that it was narrated to me from muhammad ibn ja'far, qala hadathana awfun, he said it was narrated to me awfun, and hayyan ibn al-ala, who narrated to me hayyan ibn al-ala. And he said, قال حدثنا قطن بن قبيصة عن أبيه, that قطن ابن قبيصة, he narrated on his father, قبيصة ابن المخارق رضي الله عنه أنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, that he heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, إن العيافة والطرق والطيرة من الجبت, that العيافة والطرق والطيرة من الجبت is from الجبت. The author, he mentioned the statement of one of the narrators clarifying the meaning of these words. He says, rahimahullah, qala awfun, qala awfun. Awfun, he is Awf ibn Abi Jamila. He died in the year 246. From the narrators of hadith, and he is thiqa, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And he's mentioning the meaning of some of these terms here. Qala awfun al-iyafatu zajru tayr. Al-iyafa, he says, rahimahullah, zajru al-tayr, is to stir up the birds. Wat-tarqa, he says, at-tarq al-khattu, yukhattu bil-ard. And at-tarq is a line that is drawn on the earth. والجبت قال الحسن رنة الشيطان إسناده جيد. And the جبت, it is according to الحسن, he said رنة الشيطان, the voice of the devil. And the author, he mentioned about this chain, إسناده جيد, that this chain is good. And then likewise he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى ولي أبي داود والنسائي وابن حبان في صحيحه المسند منه. And likewise this narration, the portion from the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam without the explanation of Auf has also been collected by Abu Dawood and An-Nasa'i and Ibn Hibban as well, rahmatullahi ala al-jami'. So we see now in this narration that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned these three affairs, and that they are from al-jibt, that they are from al-jibt. And what is intended by al-jibt here is a sihr. And this has proceeded from the interpretation of Umar radiallahu anhu, that al-jibt huwa sihr. Al-jibt sihr. We have seen likewise that the general meaning of al-jibt is every false statement or every statement of falsehood and action of falsehood and the likes like this is considered jibt. It's considered jibt. And from that is sihr. And from that is sihr. So therefore here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying al-iyafa is jibt, yani sihr. And likewise al-tarq is jibt, meaning a sihr. And also al-tiyarata. These three affairs here, they are all considered al-jibt. Yani they are all considered magic, and they are all considered a sihr. In the days of Jahiliyyah, they had some foul customs and corrupt beliefs. And from that is that if one of them wanted to advance on a fair or to partake in an endeavor, he would rely on certain superstitious affairs in order to determine whether he should perform the action or not. They used it in a general manner in many different affairs, but especially whenever one of them was going to travel. And they would make the iyafa, yani, which is zajru tayr, to stir up the birds. Meaning if one of them wanted to travel, he would first go and find some birds, and then if he would make them fly away, he would run them away. And if the birds would fly to the right side, then he will take that as a good sign, and he will travel, and he will think that he would have a good opportunity, and he would be optimistic. But if the birds were to fly to the left side, then he would find this as an evil omen, and he would be pessimistic, and he would not travel, and he would not travel. So this is from the interpretations of al-iyafa, that they would stir up the birds in this manner. But they would base their decisions upon the direction of the birds, or if the birds flew to the right, and then they would perform the action and they would proceed. And if the birds flew to the left, then they would not proceed, and they would take it as an evil omen and the likes like this. So therefore we see that this is what is intended by al-iyafa. We see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has considered it to be al-jibt. But the reason why it is jibt, and that which gathers between these affairs, is that this is something that the reason it is unclear. And the reason for this is something that is unknown, whether the fact that this birds will go this way or that way, and also the reasons behind it and how it will occur, and the likes like this, and also because it has an effect on the hearts. And also because it has an effect on the hearts, meaning that these people, if they see their birds go this way, then they will not go to they would have evil omens, and it would affect their heart, and they would not move, and they would base their judgments based upon that, and the likes like this. So therefore this is something that would affect them, and they would base their actions upon this issue here, the issue of al-iyafa and zajru al-tayr. But this is jahiliyyah, and this is clear ignorance. And how could one base his actions and his movements upon the birds? how do the birds know, or how can the birds have knowledge or any of these affairs, if it's beneficial for a person to travel or not, any of the facts that if the birds fly this way or that way, how could this be considered a determining factor in good and bad, in achieving good things and having a good life, or having the opposite of that, or being afraid of things? And this is from Jahiliyyah and the superstitions and the evil ways of Jahiliyyah. Likewise, in this narration, the other issue, wat-tarq, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also he mentioned the issue of a tarq, and this is also explained in the wording of Awf rahimahullah, al-khatu yukhatu fil ard. It is a line that they would draw on the ground, and this is also from the ways of al-jahiliyyah, that they would draw lines on the ground, and some there are different interpretation of this, and from them is something similar to this hadiyatha, and that they would draw lines on the ground very fast. They would draw lines on the ground very fast, and not count how many. And then after they had drawn several lines on the ground really fast, then they will start to wipe them away two at a time. They'll start to wipe them away two at a time until they get to the last of them. If there's two left, then they would do a particular decision. They would have a particular decision. And if there's one left, then they would have another decision. So they would have their decisions based upon this issue here. And this is from the superstitions and the likes like this. And they would also be something that if they wiped them down and there were two lines left, then they would base their action upon that in this manner. And if there was one line left, then they would base their action upon that in another manner. And the likes like this, and with regards to performing actions, if they wanted to do things and the likes like this, if they wanted to travel, if they wanted to take on a particular endeavor, they would do the likes like this. This is from the interpretations likewise, and this is from Jahiliyyah. And how could a person base his movements and his actions upon this affair? If there are two lines left, he would do this. And if there are one line left, then he would do that. And the likes like this, similar like the issue of Ar-Riyafa. But also there's another interpretation with regards to this affair, and that is that some of the people, they would claim to know the unseen, and they would draw the lines in this manner, and they would claim to be able to read the lines. And they would claim to be able to read the lines. They would write lines on the ground real quick and in a strange manner. Then from this, they would claim to know the unseen, and they would mention affairs based upon this, of the affairs of the unseen, and they would speak in this manner. And also from this is reading the lines in the hands. And there are people who claim that they can read and know the events of the future by reading the palms of the people and the lines that are in the palms. All of this is included in this affair, and all of this is falsehood. And this here is from the affair of claiming to know the unseen, and this is falsehood clearly. And all of this is not permissible, and this is all from the ways of Jahiliyyah. From the ways of Jahiliyyah. I mean, also in this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned the tiyara. So these affairs, they are all from jibt, from magic, al-iyafa, and also al-tarq, and drawing the lines, and also al-tiyara. Al-tiyara, inshallah, this issue will come in a specific chapter. The author, he will mention it, will take it in detail. And also al-tiyara has a similar meaning like this, and this is to have superstition and to take evil omens and the likes like this. But this issue, inshallah, it will come in detail in the chapter, and the author, he has mentioned a chapter specific with regards to this affair. The author, he has mentioned a chapter specific with regards to this affair. After this, the author, he mentioned another narration, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And we continue in the next class. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.